He's Colm Hayes. She's Lucy Kennedy. Together, they wake up the nation on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. And now you can hear their best bits each week as a podcast.
Time for another episode of Colm and Lucy in the Morning, the best bits.
It's all the best bits from the show this week in under 20 minutes, and on this episode,
the weird things people put in their dishwasher,
a man who fell asleep in a rose bush,
the food you should never reheat,
and an unearthed clip of Colm, that's me, from 1986.
Play it, Hazy. Play the truth. This is Hazy.
Play the truth.
Play it.
This was, yeah, we think this was 1986.
It's 13 minutes away from 8 o'clock on a Tuesday morning. We're going to go back to our number ones. We're going to go back to an American number one on this day back in 1968 for Marvin Gaye. And I heard it through the grapevine. Nova, it's 12 minutes away from 8 o'clock, Tuesday morning.
That's awful.
Cringe. That's
that
Colm Hayes.
Cringe. Good
right
morning.
There.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, the only thing that you sound Irish, you still say heard.
That's all she got.
No, but you
never
mean.
Stop. You always take me up on
no,
my
pronunciations. No, because you were trying to sound English, but you still said heard.
So we were in a radio station back in those days, which was
yes.
In Ireland. It was the original Radio Nova, right?
Yes.
Well, they got a huge transmitter. This is a bit technical, but the transmitter then made us broadcast into the UK, right? So we were broadcasting in Liverpool, Manchester, the Isle of Man, Wales, and the boss of it tried to get us to speak with an English accent.
So people could understand you.
So they could do sales in England and sell the station in England.
So funny.
But it kind of sounded like you were talking through your nose.
Well, that's all.
It sounded like you needed a good saline solution. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. No, because you have to sort of, you know, I mean, yeah, yeah. Because the sound was different in the microphone.
Scarlet.
I know.
For
I
you.
Well, look, it was a long time ago and I'm still here.
Wow.
So back to 1976, this is a great hit for The Real Thing. You to me are everything. I would take the stars
out of the sky for you. Colm and Lucy in the morning. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
So there is a woman and she's all over the internet and she's going absolutely crazy because she cleans her crocs in her dishwasher. And she thinks it's the way forward.
Hey fam, did your mom ever tell you how to clean your crocs, your Birkenstocks, your rubber sandals? Here's how to do it. Your rubber sandals on the top shelf of an empty dishwasher.
Mm-hmm.
Put the soap in on the quick cycle and give her a whirl. They're ready. All clean. Ready to go.
Now, obviously, you don't put the dishes and the cutlery in with the crocs.
You're just you're speaking about this like it's so normal to put your shoes in the dishwasher.
I can see why you would.
Well, I can see why it would work, but the dishwasher is for dishes that you eat your food.
That's only because they told you that. They sold it to you like that. They sold you a pump.
Well, it's not called a crock washer.
Well, it should just be called a washer.
Well, that's why we've got a washing machine.
A kitchen washer. No, that's a washing machine. You can put your crocs in there as well.
We're polar opposites on this. You don't think there's a problem washing your shoes in the dishwasher?
No, you think
it's absolutely fine.
Yes.
Even your sandals from the summer.
We do it every day.
With the dirt on the sole.
No, I just know that we've done this before and we've had people texting in and WhatsApping. Somebody actually puts a salmon in the dishwasher, rolls it up in tin foil and says it's the best way to poach
a
salmon.
I'm so intrigued.
I know. Nuala wants to get in on this. Go on, Nuala. What have you got, please?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I've put ornaments in the dishwasher and I've also, if you put your dishcloths.
Yeah.
The cloths you use for washing them around the kitchen, put them in the dishwasher when you're running the dishwasher. They come out nice and clean.
That's a good tip. I like that.
Oh, so that's okay?
Yes, but it's all related to washing dishes, not washing your feet.
Nuala.
Funny story, guys, about dishwasher and stuff. Years ago, we were on holidays driving through France and we stopped off at this garage on the motorway thing and... there was entertainment there for the kids and this one, the kids were given a Limoges porcelain plate and they could paint a picture on the plate and my kids were delighted and they painted lovely pictures on their plates. So when we came home from France from holidays, we put the plates up on the pelmet in the kitchen and they were there for a long time and they got greasy and dusty and the whole lot. So I took the plates down and threw them in the dishwasher. Only for the plates to come out snow white, no pictures, everything was washed off them. Needn't tell you, my kids were really upset, but I still have those plates and I still eat my dinner off them now.
They're clean.
Waste not, want not.
There's two things about that story. Is A, I love the fact that you did clean them, the plates and everything's gone. And the other one is that you use the word pelmet. I haven't heard the word pelmet in years.
Right, great word.
Isn't it? Yeah. I mean, I don't even think people have pelmets
anymore.
No,
I wouldn't have thought so.
You wouldn't have.
But I like it.
Because a pelmet is above a curtain rack.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
It's mad, isn't it? It brought me back to...
Look at you getting all nostalgic.
I know.
And trying to avoid the fact that you would happily wash your sandals in the dishwasher.
The important thing about this is that the crocks don't go in with the crockery as such. They're on their own.
They're still in the same space.
And as it mentioned that about a year ago, somebody did tell us about a recipe for poaching salmon in the dishwasher. In tinfoil. Now, in fairness, I can see how that would work. Just don't put any dishwasher tablets in it. Just let the water go through.
But that's food, though. And I mean, when you're putting your knives and forks and your plates in, it's food. So that's kind of related.
Yeah.
Sticking something that was on your smelly, sweaty feet during the summer into the dishwasher and then eating from... I mean, the water goes through a cycle each time.
Yeah. So, and it clears out completely and it's hot water.
Does it?
Any bacteria...
Does it, though?
I would imagine. Any bacteria is killed as well. You know what I mean?
He's a big fan, by the way.
I'm a big fan.
Colin loves to wash the shoes.
I'm a big fan of footwear in the Zanussi. Lynn, what have you done?
Morning, guys.
Morning.
Lynn here from Kildare.
Yes, Lynn.
Just hearing about the dishwasher.
Yeah.
Go on.
Well, I have a child with special needs.
Yeah.
So I do wash her little sensory toys.
Okay.
In the dishwasher. Good idea. Yeah.
Yeah. I wash all her fidget toys.
Yeah.
And touch and feely toys in the dishwasher, along with her suitors and her teething rings that she chews on.
There you go.
And if I can fit whatever in the dishwasher, well and good. Sure, to be honest with you, you think the dishwasher's bad? Sometimes I like to heat up my socks before I put them on me in the microwave.
Oh.
Love the show, guys.
Thank you, Lynn.
I like that.
I've heard of that. I've heard of people putting clothes into, even underpants, into the microwave.
What?
Just to get warm underpants. Sorry, Jeremy does. Jeremy, producer Jerry, puts his underpants in the microwave. 45 seconds on 900, is it? 900.
Are you having me on?
No, he's not. No, they're clean, obviously, aren't they?
Jeremy, we need to talk.
Okay, well, just park that one
so
there.
So is he just standing there, starkers, in the kitchen waiting for his...
I haven't been there. Jake, I just want to put that out right now. And he doesn't do it in the kitchen here.
Well, I hope not. I'll never be making a cup of tea again.
Because there's always a queue. Okay, Ingrid. Okay, we're going to finish with Ingrid. You ready for this?
Okay.
Hey, Colm and Lucy. Ingrid here. Us horsey people use our dishwashers for cleaning our bits and horse brushes.
No.
They come out sparkling, much better than hand scrubbing. I don't actually use the dishwasher for washing dishes. I wash all mine by hand.
Well, I'm okay with that because
she's washing a horse in the dishwasher.
But she doesn't use the dishwasher to wash the dishes in. So that's okay.
So when does she wash the dishes in? The horse's trough?
No, she said she washed them by hand. That's all right.
Okay. Yeah. So all the horsey bits are in the
All the horsey bits go into the dishwasher and then she doesn't put the dishes in there. She washes them by hand.
Okay. And where she washes the horses?
People have strange habits.
I know, people do have.
We all do in general. I'm not over Jeremy with the underpants in the microwave. I think that was just too much information.
Yesterday we were talking about at the most unusual, inappropriate places that you'd fall asleep.
This is off the back of Gwyneth Paltrow's news that she fell asleep at a Rolling Stones concert, which none of us can understand because they broke the sound barrier for noise back in the Super Bowl years ago.
And you would imagine,
it's a late gig.
You'd imagine she'd have a good seat, so she'd be like...
she'd be at the front.
Do you know what I mean?
She'd be caught
sleeping.
Or she'd
be in that lovely sort of area, which is just off the stage.
I'm going to defend Gwyneth and say she probably had two small kids at the time. This isn't a recent thing, by the way. She probably had a couple of small kids, was absolutely exhausted, nodded off during one of the quiet songs. You have very dulcet tones this morning. I was getting a bit sleepy.
I have very dulcet tones.
Yeah, good morning, classic kids. So I was like...
oh, okay.
So it depends on how wrecked you are.
Well, hang on a second. I'm not loud, but jeez, I'm not the Rolling Stones. Our very own Ruth. Ruth Scott wanted to get into this. Come on, Ruth.
Just reminded me that years ago, coming home from, I think it was Fela 92, and we were on the train and it was so packed and we were all so wrecked after the weekend that, you know, the luggage rack of almost between two carriages. And there's space on all the different shelves to sleep. And I remember sleeping on the floor, curled up onto the bottom when I was so tired.
She got a good sleep.
Yeah, yeah, on a little storage tray. When you're tired, you will sleep anywhere.
I think so. Well, I mean, you're not fussy.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, Chris, what happened to you?
Yeah, long time ago, when I was a much younger man, at a house party, staggered out into the front garden with a few too many beers in my hand, and subsequently fell backwards into a rose bush. Fell asleep there for a couple of hours, woke up with the pint glass still three quarters full in my hand.
Good man!
Sounds so proud. And porns in your backside.
Now, we've all done this.
Good morning, guys. So I went on holidays to Thailand in 2019, and I was so tired. I'd been working all day, and then we were travelling that night.
Yeah.
That night, and obviously all the following day. So we were in Abu Dhabi on the way over. We had to stop over in Abu Dhabi on the way across, and sat in the airport, seat back to back with some random stranger, I don't know who he was, and my wife had to take a photo. I'm raging, I don't have it on me, but me asleep on top of some guy's shoulder. No idea who he was. Quite inappropriate, but yeah, a good laugh afterwards.
Drooling on a guy's shoulder.
Can you imagine if you wake up and you actually saw your drool on his shoulder and you go, or what about if you fell asleep in an airplane but then you ended up asleep on their lap?
And who does that?
Becky, what happened to you?
I fell asleep on a big, huge, shell-shaped lilo in the middle of the sea in Menorca. And when I woke up, I was kind of just floating around for a while. Lying on my front.
Yeah.
And when I woke up, I was as red as a lobster.
Oh, no.
Couldn't move for days. Had to go to the doctors to get some cream and stuff. So, yeah. How I didn't float away and end up in another country, yeah, I've got no idea.
Oh,
but, yeah. That was my experience of falling asleep somewhere strange.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's quite scary to wake up. You'd be totally disoriented, wouldn't you?
Lilo Lil.
Colm and Lucy in the morning. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
We were basically giving Gary advice because he's saying his wife has too many clothes. She's not throwing them out. And Hazy's advised him that when she... to send her away on a girl's trip... And then bin all her favourite dresses.
No, bin the dresses that you haven't seen her in. Leave her three favourite dresses and then get just...
What is this, like the 20s?
Give her one a day. Well, she'll probably wear the same one on a Wednesday and a Thursday.
Also, anyway. Who wears dresses?
You said dresses.
Like 2024.
You said dresses. Okay, minis.
Jeans and like tracksuits and stuff. What do you mean minis, Hazy? You are stuck in 86. Mind you, today suits you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do you know what? Do you know what? It's also go in yourself, laddie, and have a look through the wardrobe and what you'd like to see her in. Hang on to that. Bin the rest.
Oh my God, I can't believe you just said that. You're so brave. I'm going to do a horrible thing to your car. Now, what do you guys think at home?
Well, let's see. Roisin.
I totally agree with Lucy.
Oh,
hold on to anything you like. Get beds with storage underneath. Put clothes in vacuum bags.
No,
buy tubs for the attic.
No.
I do. Rails the lot. Hold on to anything you like.
Everything.
Fashion rotates.
Yeah.
You'll regret it if you give it away.
Yeah.
You won't be able to buy it again.
Exactly.
Makes sense.
And then you have to spend waste more money buying it again. Yes. I'm a big fan of the Ottoman bed.
Two words.
So we lift up our bed and then I just throw everything under.
Two words.
What?
Fire hazard.
Ridiculous.
Sarah.
And usually for me, I'm siding with the men in this case. I think
Sarah.
She should get rid of most of the clothes.
Oh, Sarah.
Keep a couple of key pieces that bring you nice memories and things like that.
Yeah.
But if you're not wearing it and you haven't worn it in the last season or two,
Sarah.
Get rid of it.
Yeah.
It's just taking up space. And it means you can't buy more. You need to buy. You need an excuse to buy more stuff. And just about what you said, Lucy, about having items that have come back into fashion.
Yes, sir.
Everybody to themselves. But I believe if you wore it first time it was in fashion, you're definitely too old to wear it when it comes back.
Oh, Sarah!
Sarah!
Sorry.
Love you.
Sarah.
Sorry, also, Lucy.
Naughty, naughty,
even though
Sarah.
This stuff comes back into fashion, right, it mightn't fit you the second time.
Oh, what is wrong with you people?
Morning, Colm and Lucy. You need a best friend intervention here.
Yeah.
Happened to my best friend. She kept moaning about the wardrobe and she couldn't fit anything in it. So I went over one day.
Right.
And I said to her, what have you not worn in the last 6 months?
There you go.
So we bagged it all up and made an agreement that for every one thing she bought, she had to throw something else out.
There you
go. 2 years ago. She's doing well.
There you go. Fantastic. And Maria, who gave her that advice originally, has now doubled her own wardrobe.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know if any of that makes sense. All I know is that she should hang on to her clothes and for God's sake, don't leave the house if Gary offers you a weekend away. Remember, you can reserve your next car at Renault Belgard. Browse the range at kerrys.ie/Renault.
You said you wouldn't give out his name.
Oh, I did. That's fine. I just didn't give his location.
In Kildare.
Oh,
sorry. We spoke earlier on about foods you shouldn't reheat.
Like fish.
No, no, you'd never reheat fish.
But you would.
No, I wouldn't reheat fish.
You eat too much fish. We've talked about this. You look like, you look, sometimes you come in looking like an actual salmon.
So anyway, that's just a choice of shirts. Kev has an idea about reheating pizza.
Good morning, Colin and Lucy.
Good morning.
You're talking about reheating pizza there.
Yes.
When I reheat pizza, what I do is I light a toaster on its side. So the top of it is facing you, but pretty much facing your chest or whatever.
Yeah.
And then pop the pizza into it and turn the toaster on, and it just re-toasts the pizza and it doesn't affect the toppings, because obviously there's the gap between it, and it's lovely. I'd recommend it.
Kev, wait a sec, just to clarify, you put your toaster on its side.
Yeah.
And then you put it in like the base down first, I assume, so it doesn't burn the cheese.
It's mad, isn't it?
It's slightly genius.
Is it? It sounds slightly dangerous, to be honest.
Does it?
Yeah, yeah.
But how? Why? Because it's like soggy, like wet.
No, but what if you went to the toilet and you left it
Kev
on?
Kev wouldn't. He wouldn't go to the toilet when reheating his pizza.
Donna!
Morning, guys.
Morning.
Yeah, stick your pizza in the microwave.
Right.
Like one or two slices on a plate.
Yeah.
Put like a cup of water, half a cup of water on the plate as well.
Oh, on
so
the plate.
So they're completely separate.
Yeah, yeah.
The pizza is not in the cup of water.
Right, okay.
And it up for 30 seconds to a minute, and it is perfect. Promise.
Why is that now?
So
how is that?
Does the water take the... So any moisture or whatever goes into the water and then your pizza comes out crispy? I don't know. I'm not a scientist.
It's genius.
It
You're
is
not?
Genius. I'm not a scientist.
All right,
you know?
Okay.
I'm a lot of things. Heidi.
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
Listen, just on the reheating thing.
Yes.
Never reheat rice. I've heard this a couple of times before.
Yeah.
But to make egg fried rice, you need to use cold rice. So you're reheating the rice to make egg fried rice every time.
Yeah.
So I don't really listen to that. I always reheat my rice. Now, I don't own a microwave.
Yeah.
So I always reheat my rice in the pan with an egg.
Egg fry. Yeah, true.
Also chips, if you're going to reheat chips,
yes,
a couple of minutes in the air fryer brings them back like new.
Oh.
But you can go over really quickly.
Air fryer.
So you got to watch them. Everything else I'd probably agree with. But yeah, rice, that's fine. Just egg fry it.
Egg fry rice, yeah.
Apparently you're allowed to do that.
Apparently, Heidi, and I did mention it earlier, if you are going to reheat rice, even though you have drained it the previous night of all the starch, do it again, because it gets it restarches itself, I think.
What about if it was like takeaway rice?
Yeah, lots of people reheat takeaway. But
I do.
Yeah, I know.
It's kind of hard the next day.
Yeah, I just really would. You should probably drain it again.
God, you're really upset about the draining of the rice.
No, I just, if you don't drain your rice, you're up. You're. It's like Russian roulette with rice, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, you could, like, don't do it.
No one's taking it personally. Did you have rice on your honeymoon? Remember you ended up on the loo?
No.
What was it again?
They were mussels.
Oh, mussels. Hazy ended up sitting on the loo for the whole of his honeymoon because he had a rotten mussel.
Yeah, but a lovely view. We were in the south of France.
Liked all of that. There's lots more where it came from Monday morning, 6 to 10 on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Colm and Lucy in the morning. The best bits from Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Find us wherever you get your podcasts, and don't forget to like and subscribe. Ireland's Classic Hits.